This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our Common Sense Show. Hope you're not just joining us. Hope you've been part of the lively discussion we've had so far. But if you are, we're glad to have you and listeners all over the country. And by the way, again, I'd like to welcome a new station that's joined the Common Sense gang right here at Genesis Communications. WBCR, that's 1470 AM in Alcoa, Tennessee. Alcoa is a suburb of Nashville, so it gives us a good listenership in Nashville. We already have stations in Memphis, Tennessee, WMQM and WLRM, two stations up in Memphis, Tennessee, as well as Chattanooga, WTYT, that's 99.3 FM in Chattanooga. So we really got the state of Tennessee covered with our weekly show. Glad to have you listeners with us. Hope you're having a good weekend. We'll have some fun and try to keep you posted. If you want to see the list of guests, we have a number of guests on. We covered topics a little tongue-in-cheek, but also good information for you. You can go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. You know, I'm on the radio a whole lot, and often you have voice problems when you get on the radio, and singers have that too. Got Gary Cantono joining me right now. He's a voice builder. He's a guy that helps singers with voices. He's done a lot for Whitney Houston. I want him to talk about. Hey, Gary, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Nice to talk to you, Jim.
Gary, talk to me about what happens. And I guess Whitney Houston, you were a very high profile person who had a role in restoring her voice before she died, but where she'd had drugs and smoking, and that's a serious problem for a number of singers, isn't it?
Yeah, the problem with singers, they don't realize that they're athletes. And if you're a public speaker or if you're a singer and you're a vocal athlete, you have to take care of yourself.
That's a good analysis of vocal athlete. I'm on the radio a great deal, and I've reached positions generally in the when it gets real cold, when it's first getting cold, where I've lost my voice for a few days. Well, is it a question for singers of anticipating that in advance and building strength in their voice? In other words, you can either take care of the problem in advance or you can try to treat the problem. What's your recommendation?
Well, you know, I tell my students that if you are a singer or if you use your voice professionally, think of yourself as an elite athlete of the voice. And like any other great athlete, you have to stay in shape. So vocal fitness is your key, not only to make your voice great, but to prevent any problems from developing.
Are there certain exercises that you recommend? Like, so someone told me, you know, the opera singers, you know, will go, you have little vibes. They go, you know, me, 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 me. I mean, stuff like that. I mean, is that stuff that you have to do every day, or if you're,
I have developed a series of exercises that are very special, that work on the musculature of the voice. It's not me, 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 but it's using vowel sounds certain scales, which is like doing it's like going to the gym and doing curls, except you're using the muscles of your throat instead of your biceps.
Yeah, and I guess particularly for singers, you know, it seems like we're back into a wave of personal performances where singers are going out and making live tours today, which has to be a heck of a lot more of a strain on their voice for the Celine Dions of the world and the Britney Spears and some of these performers that have very lively shows. Got to be a lot more challenges to your voice versus just singing in the studio and kind of doing it at your own pace.
Yeah, that's right. You see, what's happening is it's very difficult to make a living now selling records. So performers are forced to go on the road and to perform live. So there's more stress being put on the vocal mechanism as compared to what it was in the past, where you can make a hit record and stay home and just collect money. Now you have to go out on the road and make money and sell records and sell merchandise and so on. So there's a lot more stress on the voice. So singers have to be very, very careful about being in good vocal conditions to do that.
Tell us about Whitney. Go ahead.
I just want to tell you that I have my Ultimate Voice Builder DVD is what people typically use, my students use when they're on the road to make sure their voices are in good shape.
And you can find that that CD on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Gary's website's there, garycantona.com, easy to find right there. Tell me about Whitney Houston, if you will. I mean, you work with her closely. Was she just a problem from word go? She was smoking? She had drugs? What was your experience with her there, Gary?
Well, when I got to Whitney Houston, she was not in good shape, either physically or emotionally. But she was on the rebound. Because she had a very tough time of it with her addictions. So I was concerned about her ability to be committed to doing this because, you know, when you have those problems, sometimes it's very difficult to focus. But she was a very good student, and the results were really great. Her voice began returning very, very, very quickly because, you know, first realized her kind of singing, she is really a vocal athlete to the highest degree, a very big, strong, resonant voice. And she responded very, very well to my exercises. And I was with her for over 7 years. And it was a very successful experience with her. And she was a great person and a great student.
Yeah, and you know, some of her songs she would sing kind of softly and then belt out that huge note as the crescendo of the song came along. And that had to put a lot of pressure on your voice, I'm sure, for her.
You think of the song "I Will Always Love You." That song, where she sings very softly, then she really belts it. I mean, she goes loud and soft and sweet and aggressive, all that in one song. It's very demanding on a singer artistically and also on a singer physically. So to be that kind of singer, it's like you have to really be in shape.
When you hear about props or palettes or no POLYPS pulps on your vocal cords. What brings that about? We hear about that from time to time.
Well, a polyp is a callus that forms on your vocal cords when they hit together abrasively. What causes them is singing the wrong keys. If you're singing keys that are too high for your voice, that can cause a polyp. Or if your vocal muscles are weak, it would be like somebody going for a run. You know, long run after without having worked and getting ready for that to do that, you'd get tired very quickly, and your body would ache and so on. So the nodule is the result of vocal muscles not doing their proper work, for the most case. So you develop these calluses that need to be either removed surgically or through some kind of voice building process, which eliminates the nodules.
Now, you've worked with a lot of big stars, guys, Katy Perry and Lenny Kravitz, Tony Bennett, who I think is the greatest singer in this country today, Andrea Bocelli, what an unbelievable Italian opera star. We could talk for hours about some of the stories. If you had to pick, I don't want to put you on the spot, but who's one of your favorites of all the groups you work with?
You don't do it anyway.
Yeah, who's one of your favorites of all the groups you work with?
Oh, man, Jim. They're all, believe it or not, one of my most favorite people I've worked with was Muhammad Ali.
No kidding.
My very first student was for his speaking voice. Just a lovely guy. Imagine having your first famous student being the most famous person in the world at the time.
Right.
I mean,
greatest fighter,
else,
right?
Everything else was downhill after that. No, I'm only kidding. No, but he was a lovely, lovely guy, great student, and that was fun. But, you know, Bocelli was amazing. Having someone have a voice like that with that ability. Whitney was smart. Tony was unbelievable. You know, Babyface, Sade. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I have so many great students. Steven Tyler. I like Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. He's such a great guy. You know, and you know, all of my great students were very special people.
I love that Steven Tyler ad with the little M&M type things that come apart. So,
yes.
But well, Gary, glad to have you on. And boy, if you've got a voice problem, if you're a singer, if you're a talker like me, you want to go to GaryCantona.com, CATONA.com. It's on my website at JimBrownUSA.com. Gary, pleasure to talk to you. Hope we can talk to you again. Take care and have a nice weekend.
My pleasure, Jim. Have a good day.
Okay. Interesting guy, and you know, you got to take care of your voice. And you know, if you're just giving presentations, business presentations, you can lose your voice with hay fever in the middle of winter. So, great guy to contact, Gary Cantona, on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, we'll be right back. Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 house, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. The call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we talk a lot about illegal drugs that come into the United States, but how about problems with legal drugs? How big a problem is addiction to legal painkillers in America today? The issue is pertinent because of the recent death of Prince that caused so much publicity throughout the country over what apparently taking legal drugs, but taking overdoses of legal drugs. John Dibin's joining me. He's heads up Origins Recovery Centers. It's a leading addiction treatment provider in the country. I want to get his advice on this. Hey, John, welcome to the Common Sense Show today. Hey, John, you there?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. There we go. Got
there
you back
go.
Up there. So,
thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you, John. And jump right in and tell me, how big a problem do you think we have in America today with legal painkillers, addiction to legal painkillers, and the shopping around of people trying to find doctors to prescribe them more than they need? You've seen a lot of this firsthand. How big a problem do we have here in the country today?
So today, Sunday, the statistics are that 1,000 people in the United States today will be hospitalized or die of some sort of opiate overdose, and most of those will not be heroin or street drugs. Most of them will be legal drugs. Today, you know, when we think about you mentioned it, we think about the problem of illegal drugs. A lot of times, you know, people have been talking about the recent spike in heroin addiction. Well, according to the American Society of Addiction Medicine, 8 out of 10, if you look at new heroin addicts, people who have become heroin addicts in the past 10 years, 80% of those people, their addiction started with prescription opiates. So you're talking about a problem of wildly epidemic proportion.
Well, I guess something happens to you, and I've had several operations where I've been in great pain with a knee replacement, hip replacement, and you really go through some very painful moments. Mm-hmm. So aspirin or Advil is not going to do it, so you ask your doctor for more, and actually doctors give you right off the bat without even you're asking for it after you have operations or you go through something like that. So I wonder... it's a case the body does not respond to the element of pain, and so you keep wanting more and more, and your doctor is reluctant to give it to you, so you start shopping around. How do you get the addiction? What is the line you cross to get to become addictive, do you think?
So there's several things. First of all, you know, the opiate drugs that we're getting, specifically just talking about the opiates, the Oxycontin, the Percocet, those types of things that they're talking about with friends, but that we hear a lot in the news about. So these things were designed for very short-term, like post-operative pain, or for hospice care, to give to people who are dying as they die. These drugs are ineffective for long-term treating long-term pain. And when a person is on these drugs for a long time, so if you think about OxyContin, that's a drug you hear a lot about, it's far more powerful. It's the same category of drug as heroin, but it's far more powerful. Now, if you have that post-operative, you know, and you just have it for a short amount of time to take care of post-operative pain, the reality is that you're less likely to become addicted. But if you stay on it for a long time, or if you're on it without having severe pain, your brain does not know whether the drug you're putting into it was bought on the street or is you got from a doctor. So a prescription opiate is just as, and sometimes even more addictive, than if you're shooting heroin. So it's exactly the same thing to your brain.
Well, are we monitoring the use of these drugs? In other words, I go to a doctor and he gives me some painkillers, but he says, you got to weed off of this, Jim, and I don't want to weed off of it, so I then go find another doctor. If you go in to see another doctor and you're looking for some pain medicine and you think that other doctor would be asked to do some very heavy investigation or quizzing about why you need the pain medicine because the other doctor wouldn't give it to you. You follow me? How good are we about monitoring that kind of thing?
Awful. And I mean, when I say awful, let's think about it for a minute. You know, none of us would our cars are very important to us. So when we take our cars to the mechanic, we say, if they say that I've got to keep it overnight, we say, okay, you keep it overnight. You keep it for as long as it takes. Even though I don't like to wait, you know, we'll wait. But when it comes to our bodies and our health care, we have a system where it is demanded that we get only minutes with our healthcare practitioner. And for healthcare, we have a broken healthcare system. So healthcare professionals are, especially physicians, have very, very, they have to see a lot of patients in a given day, and even good ones. It's easy to say it's all these awful doctors that aren't doing their jobs, and certainly there are bad actors out there, but the reality is that even if you're a good doc and you're trying to do your job right, doing that heavy lifting takes a lot of time, and we currently don't have an effective national, easy-to-access database where we can see the doctor shopping. And there are movements in different states, especially, to create that and to develop it, and it really wouldn't be hard, but we just haven't done that yet. So it's a complicated issue.
No doubt about it, but without that monitoring, you're going to see this widespread abuse, and that often leads to problems for the person themselves, or then they get into, they're desperate, so then you get the crime element involved. So
right.
It's a huge national problem.
It's exactly,
I'm sure you see it firsthand. Go ahead.
Yes. I think part of the problem, too, though, is, you know, if we have the ability to do this, because you're throwing out some important answers, like clear, simple things that we could do to mitigate this problem, and we don't. Part of it is, I think, as a culture and a society, we still don't believe the really simple and important fact that addiction is a disease. What we see of addiction is we see people, you know, robbing us, or we see people getting DUIs, or we see people committing crimes. And so we tend to see this as a moral problem and as just people we can kind of throw away and not pay attention to. But the reality is that addiction is a disease, and until we as a nation treat it like any other disease, we're going to keep seeing it get worse.
Hmm. And as you said, a disease that is often caused by a physician or a medical system that doesn't, that because of the time pressures, as you so eloquently said, can't do the proper monitoring, and we don't monitor what we do in turn. So we're kind of, the system often creates this disease, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. We call it iatrogenic illness. It's illness that, or disease that sometimes can be caused by medical care. And the good news is that there are solutions. I mean, I think that there's preventative things that we can do, like you're talking about, but treatment and aftercare really work, and people can get better.
Well, John, you articulately laid it out. We sure appreciate that. John Dibens with Origins Recovery Centers. His website is originsrecovery.com. You can find it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, John, have a great weekend. Hope
you
to talk
too.
To you again in the future. Thanks for being with
we
us.
Will. Thank you.
Serious problem, as John said. It's not the illegals that are causing us the massive problems. It's the legal drugs you get hooked on. A huge problem in this country today. Going to come on back to talk about third-party candidates on the Jim Brown Show. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away three copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We talked earlier on the show about the negatives on both the major candidates running for president, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, on the fact that voters don't have a very favorable opinion of either one of them. If they ran by themselves on the ballot, they wouldn't win. They'd get beat individually. And so it's going to be a question of running against the other candidate. Trump can't ballyhoo his own background. He's got to beat up on Clinton and vice versa. And so the question comes up, is it a lot of people say we should have heard other choices. We should have had a third party candidate. Is it too late to still have a third party candidate, and how would that work on the ballot? It's a little complicated, and it should not be that complicated, quite frankly. Richard Winger is my guest. He's the publisher and editor of Ballot Access News to help us shed some light here. Hey, Richard, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Hi, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Richard, tell me about this. You've got some third-party activity. I know the Libertarian Party, I believe, is having their national convention here this next week, and Gary Johnson is their nominee, former governor of New Mexico 4 years ago, trying to get the nomination again. You've got other parties, the Green Party and others. Is it practical, even if they've got an uphill fight over the financing, is it practical to still at this stage get on the ballot in a number of key states throughout the country?
It's even stronger than that. I believe that even if a new candidate entered the race today, he or she could get on the ballot in all 50 states. And the Libertarians, of course, are likely to put their nominee in the ballot in all 50 states because the Libertarian Party's already got on the ballot in 32 of the states, and they're working hard to get the other 18.
What normally is involved in getting on the ballot? Let's assume that I head up the ABC party. We want to have a convention, haven't picked our candidate yet, but we want to be recognized. Are there general norms? I know it varies state to state, but what are usually the general requirements if you want to be have your party actually on the ballot?
Fortunately, in 39 states, there is a procedure by which a group that's not now on the ballot but wants to be on the ballot can be working to get on the ballot before it's chosen its nominees. That's typically, the group sends petitioners out in the street with a petition that says, petition to qualify the such and such party. It doesn't name candidates. It doesn't need to. So if the group gets enough signatures on this party petition and turns it in, then it's a qualified party, and then it's free to nominate a candidate just like the Republicans and Democrats do. It's bad, though, that there's 11 states that don't have such a procedure. Those bad 11 states, they require the group to pick the candidate before they can start petitioning because the candidate's name has to go on the petition.
Oh, right.
But fortunately, most of those states say, well, you can use a stand-in on the petition. You can use somebody who's willing to have his or her name on the petition, but when they turn in the petition, that person can just say, well, I'm not the nominee. So somebody else is.
I got you. Well, let me ask you your opinion on this, Richard. As far as the national setup, where Congress has passed certain laws that seem to engender only a two-party system, and whether it be the TV debates and any number of things that come up, is there any efforts you've seen in Washington or within the Congress to try to open up the system more? It looks like it's just so structured that it's Republican versus Democrat, and it makes it very, very hard for third-party efforts to take place.
Yeah, although I don't blame Congress, there's a lot of big problems. There's a lot of inequality in our system, but it's not really Congress's fault. The ballot access laws are a big impediment to new parties getting started, but they're the fault of the state legislatures. But almost a bigger problem is the policy of the Commission on Presidential Debates, that nobody can get in the general election debates unless they're at 15% in the polls. You can't blame Congress for that. That's the fault of the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is a private organization. But the Commission on Presidential Debates gets its clout from the fact that, by habit, the Democratic nominee for president and the Republican nominee for president always goes along with them. They always sign a contract with the Commission on Presidential Debates, and they promise they will not participate in any general election presidential debate except the ones sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates. So since the Commission...
Cut out any third party, yeah. They can't meet that 15%.
Right.
And that even is a factor in these debates that take place. We've had so many of them, I know, but we had a very articulate former governor of Louisiana down where I'm broadcasting from, in the deepest of the deep southern states, named Buddy Romer, who was extremely articulate. I had people like Joe Scarborough on MSNBC tell me if he could get a national stage, he would do very, very well. But he limited himself to $100 in contributions from any one individual, and he just couldn't get that much momentum. He's getting 2% or so, but they wouldn't include him in these debates. And so it's a tough problem to deal with in terms of getting that exposure. Well, what is your guesstimate, Richard? Do you think we're going to see some active third, particularly with the negatives, with so much negatives on both the Republican nominee and the Democratic nominee? Looks like at times you're ripe for a third-party candidate. What's your projection for what you're hearing? I'm hearing people like Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas basketball team, a gazillionaire, and others that are kind of weighing it. You think we'll end up with a viable third-party candidate who at least will make an imprint nationally or not? What's your projection?
Well, the new papers have been covering the fact that there's a group of Republicans who don't like Donald Trump who've been trying for a month now, more than a month, to persuade some other person who they feel better represents the values of the Republican Party to run as an independent candidate. But they just can't find anybody. Person after person has turned them down. So chances are those people won't do anything. You can't be sure, which of course leaves an opening for the third parties that have already existed for some time, which are in the race, and the two strongest ones are the Libertarian Party and the Green Party, and then the Constitution Party's kind of in third place. So those three parties, they're probably going to do pretty well this year.
Well, I would think so, with some protest votes out there, people who just are not happy at all in terms of the breakdown. So now you're, tell us about Ballot Access News. What is the focus of your publication?
Well, the general public and even a lot of the media reporters don't understand this, but our ballot access laws are constantly changing. They're not set in stone, far, far from it. Every year, every election year, there's usually about 15 to 20 lawsuits fighting over whether or not the laws are too strict or not. Plus, every year, really, there's bills in state legislatures to change them. They change all the time. And it just amuses me when these reporters say, oh, the independent deadline for presidential candidates in Texas is passed. Gee whiz, that settles that. They don't understand. This law is vulnerable to a lawsuit. We've had 54 election law cases throwing out early deadlines for candidates to get on the ballot. Actually, there's been four from the U.S. Supreme Court itself.
Great.
So these laws are constantly changing in the newsletters to report on all the news about that.
Well, our listeners can find out about Gary's Richard's newsletter on our website at jimbrownusa.com to read all about ballot access news. Hey, Richard, glad you joined us today. Give us that update. We're going to watch it closely to see, as the election gets closer, the viability of a third-party candidate, and we sure appreciate you putting it in perspective with us. Have a nice weekend. We'll look forward to talking to you again, Richard, okay?
Okay, no. Bye now.
Okay. Interesting guy with ballot access news to try to put in perspective. You know, there ought to be uniform. There shouldn't be 50 different laws about getting on the ballot, but we're a little archaic in that regard. So come on back for the final segment of the Common Sense Show right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We've touched in the show today on several issues involving political correctness. There seems to be, we've lived all this time and made it well with bathrooms involving transgenders and all these issues. Now, all of a sudden, all this is coming to fore in terms of what is politically correct. I see up in New York now, the mayor of New York City, and I'm up in New York a lot. I've got grandkids up there. A lot of you remember my daughter, Campbell Brown, who hosted the Today Show on NBC and also was on CNN. Well, she lives up there, and I go up to see my grandsons. And so we've got another family. I've got a lot of nieces and nephews up there. So I follow what's happening in New York City. We've got listeners in New York, Atlantic City, throughout New Jersey. But the the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, has called for a boycott against the Chick-fil-A restaurants in New York because the guy that owns Chick-fil-A, the major policyholder, says that he's not for gay marriage. Well, that's his opinion. Many people would differ him on that. That's his opinion. But you think it's proper to be politically correct for the mayor to be calling for a whole boycott of Chick-a-Flick? And by the way, this issue has been in the news before of Chick-a-Flick. And I know in a number of cities right here where I live in Baton Rouge, over in Jacksonville, Florida, a number of locations, when the effort was made to criticize the guy that owned Chick-a-Flick, I mean, the cars just piled in. He got a lot more business out of the whole thing. So, and de Blasio, by the way, you know, he loves Cuba, honeymooned down in Cuba. Cuba has a constitution which effectively bans same-sex marriage by requiring that marriage be only between a man and a woman. That's in the Constitution of Cuba. But Blasio, the Castros, are his big buddy. I mean, he vacationed down there when Fidel Castro, Raul Castro, came to the United Nations. De Blasio spent an hour or so talking about Cuban history and women's rights, and but he didn't mention the gay marriage situation there. So I just want you to be consistent. We've seen so much of the inconsistencies on a lot of these issues. We talked earlier in the show about that whole transgender issue. I mean, how did transgender kids go to the bathroom for the last 100 years? You know, there, if it's a problem, there should be bathrooms for maybe either sex to use. There's ways to work around those problems. And so I'll tell you something that got me here last week. I wanted to order the Disney film Song of the South. Remember that great song, Uncle Remus? Uncle Remus was the American Aesop. I mean, he's full of all these delightful stories. And the songs are just marvelous. Zippity-doo-da. And, that's what Uncle Remus said. Just a marvelous children's movie. So I was going to order it because I was going to let my grandkids see it. And I was excited about it, one of my favorite movies. And now the film has been out of circulation, I find, since 2000. Because some critics say it glorifies slavery. Uncle Remus is, well, first of all, the story takes place years after the Civil War where there were no slaves. But because we might offend someone, Disney felt the pressure and pulled the film. Now, I'm sure I can go on eBay or somewhere and find the film, which I'm certainly going to do because it's a marvelous film and never should have been out of circulation. If you've not seen Song of the South, it's a must-see, and there's nothing in there about slavery, and it's just ridiculous. The political pressures that have brought along this kind of thing. You know, I was the Secretary of State in Louisiana for a number of years, which means I was the chief elections official, and I ran all the elections. I never had this situation come up. Up in New Hampshire, a polling worker who was working in the polls was fired because as you left the voting booth, he would look to you and say, God bless you. And apparently the elections officials up in New Hampshire said it was a form of electioneering. He was electioneering by saying, God bless you, after someone has already voted. I guess the election officials were afraid a voter might have so disconnected over the candidates running that they might go back into the voting booth and vote for the good Lord instead. I guess I don't know how to figure that out. But it just seems like we take offense on so many things. Down my neck of the woods, they had some kids that wanted to have a little prayer group in a high school. They were juniors and seniors. They wanted to do it on school property, but it was not sponsored by the schools. There was no parents or there are no teachers involved. Well, kids just aren't allowed to pray. That wasn't politically correct. Kids can pray under their breath, but they can't pray out loud. And so I'm just giving you examples of all this political correctness. I think this whole issue of hate crimes, I've written at length about hate crimes. You know, hate crimes, well, if you don't know what a hate crime is, you can increase the sentence if certain people are pointed out to be attacked. So maybe because they're African American, because of their religious preferences, because they are ethnic preferences, because maybe they're being gay, something like that. And some states now are adding police officers and ambulance drivers. So if you come up and shoot an ambulance driver, you get a much more severe penalty than if you would murder and mutilate a young child of 4 or 5. I mean, that's the thought police. You know, what's in somebody's mind? If you shoot somebody or whatever the crime is, it hurts the person involved. There should be one penalty. You don't have one penalty for one group of people and one group for another group of people. That's not right. That hate crimes discriminate along those lines, and you just don't need different categories based on race, sexuality, sexual identity, physical ability. I mean, if a child is tortured and murdered, is that to be considered less of a crime if an Asian or a handicapped person is killed? I mean, political correctness should not be a factor, and we don't need the thought police looking into everything you think along that line. So, and that's the focus I wrote about this week. I hope you'll check it out. You can go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I wrote about this very thing, about too much correctness, political correctness, in America today. We go back to first of all, this LGBT. I had to look up the definition of LGBT involving lesbians and gays and, you know, transgenders and African Americans all within that category. I didn't know the category meant that. And that's fine. I've got no problem with along the line. But, you know, we go to your freedoms in terms of what you can do, all these new penalties on individuals who decide they don't want to serve someone. And that kind of got me thinking, if a baker's in business to make a living, why would you turn down anyone who wants a cake baked for his or her wedding? I mean, you're there selling cakes. That's my beliefs. I just don't want to sell a cake, or I'm not going to make a cake for a gay couple. I don't believe in gay marriage, so I'm not going to do that. Well, on the other hand, if it's a gay wedding and the baker refuses to bake a wedding cake, why on earth would the gay couple want to do business with someone they consider bigoted? You follow me? I don't understand the practicalities of that. I mean, I can see where there you would be offended if you walked in and they said, well, Brown, you're a hack politician from years past, and I don't serve hack politicians, and I'm not going to bake a cake special for you. I know I hear it's your birthday, you're celebrating with friends, but, well, I'd be offended by I would be disturbed, sure. But I'm not going to go sue the baker because he's got some grudge against me. I'm just not going to do business anymore with him. Not only am I not going to do that, I'm going to come on the radio and talk about him. I'm going to tell all my friends, this guy's a real jerk and he wouldn't make a cake for me. Don't do business with him anymore. You see, I'd let the economic pressure come about and get him that way. Get him that way, you see. Sue him because he violated my right in some way to have a cake baked for me. You see where I'm coming from? So it's a tough issue, but everything's got to be politically correct, and there ought to be some common sense built into how we deal with issues like this. I come back to you about that Disney film. That really just blew my mind. The Song of the South is this great motion picture, Uncle Remus, and you can't find it because Disney says, well, we don't want to offend anybody. Someone may say Uncle Remus is black and being too folksy. He's not mean. He's not mad. And as a consequence, he's a pretty happy guy who gives great philosophy out there. Well, we don't want that image out that way. That we're going to offend somebody. So, any event, you see where I'm coming from. I mean, a person can be sensitive to how others feel without worrying about every utterance may cause someone to take offense. Some of us feel it necessary to be more politically correct than others. Yeah, I understand that. But a vibrant and strong country is only as courageous and agile as the sum of all of its parts, right? By the way, I live down in Louisiana where we have hurricanes, not hemicanes. I don't want to be I'm a redneck, not someone who is rustically inclined. So we got this victim mentality, don't we? Hey, I'm out of time. Hope you enjoyed the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Have a great week. We'll see you same time, same station, right here to make some more Common Sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.